T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, here he is. And what can I say? I'm here and you're there, and let us telephonically interface, shall we? Through that Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. We got Gene in Boiling Springs to offer some thoughts this afternoon. Hi, Gene.
Hey, Jimbo. The guys were talking about private citizens being able to check yes or no if someone is able to buy a firearm. The most important advantage of private sales is between family members and close friends, people that I've known since 1959. And you'd really have to trust somebody a whole lot, know them a long time, to give them that type of personal information.
Yeah, and frankly, I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't want to do it. And if I didn't know somebody, I'm not handing that over.
Right, but, you know, if it was someone you'd known since 1959.
Well, if I'd known them, yeah, exactly. But if I haven't... No.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, if they can't give the information, then they don't buy the weapon.
Exactly.
And if, you know, if somebody wants to make a lot of money on weapon sales, let them apply for a FFL license and become a gun dealer.
Yeah. I mean, those are all options that are available. By the way, in that regard, I'm not sure what it takes to become a gun dealer. I assume it isn't just 25 cents in coin and a box top.
No, there's no telling in this day and time. But the important thing is to not let the radical left knock another chip out of the Second Amendment, because you know what their ultimate end game is.
Well, there are certainly those out there who would like to get rid of every single privately owned weapon in the country. I know.
There's a lot of those. They're Democrats. There's a lot of those. The blue states are full of them.
There are. Most of them, I think, are aware of the fact that it would be politically suicide if, in fact, they tried, and that's the only reason that holds them back.
Every piece of anti-gun legislation that they pass, from the 68 thing clear up to the Brady Bill, they come out and say it's a good first step. They never say it solves anything. This is a good first step.
Say that. Most of them are not honest enough to say that, Gene. Most of them would like to hide that part of their agenda.
I'm just going by Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, you know, some of the cheerleaders out front for this stuff. But to preserve the private sales, family members, brothers, sisters, cousins that you know real good, someone that I known from 1959 in the first grade. Now, there's family members that I wouldn't sell a gun to, and there's people I've known since 1959 I wouldn't sell a weapon to.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is to protect private sales.
Yeah. Points well taken, and I appreciate your thoughts on that regard, Gene. So thanks for clarification. Appreciate that very much. It's now 6:09 at 106.3 WORD. Let's turn to our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307 here. Texter says, this may end up with everyone having a national ID card with a barcode that is required to buy or sell anything. I would seriously doubt that we will reach the point where it will reach that point literally. That is to say, a national ID card for everyone with a barcode that is required to buy or sell anything. There are some circumstances under which a national ID card would not be a bad idea, quite frankly. It would certainly make it easier to keep track of, say, the employment of illegal aliens in this country. But a national ID card with a barcode to buy or sell anything, I don't think we're exactly at that point, and nor would I want to go to that particular point. Now then, let's see here. Constitutional carry, not one I'd heard before, says this texter. Constitutional carry, also known as legal concealed carry, is a very bad mistake. Open carry is a good idea. Virginia has it and zero issues. Well, that's what the texter says. I'm not sure why legal concealed carry is a bad idea, or in this texter's opinion, very bad idea, but maybe they care to give us additional details. Alan and Greer, everything 22 and more in South Carolina, it's easy to become a gun dealer, create a name, get a retail license, apply for an FFL, and if all goes well, you're in business in about 3 months. Okay. Well, apparently it's not that hard. Then what's the big deal about it, I wonder? Why is there the thing called a gun show loophole if it's such a safe deal to go through this licensed gun dealership road here? If it's that simple, I don't see what the big deal is, frankly. But anyway, 6:12 now the time here. Let's see. How about we require concealed weapon permits for private sales? Well, I guess we could. I'm not quite sure why. I mean, for example, if I'm understanding the texter correctly here, I decide to buy a gun through a private sale, okay? And I don't particularly care to get a concealed weapons permit. I'm not quite sure why. I suppose the process, in other words, I guess what they're saying is that the process of getting a concealed weapons permit would necessitate enough of a background check that some of the arguments would be answered. Perhaps that's what they're saying. I don't know. But of course, that's a common response I have to many things on this program. I don't know. All right. It's 6:13 at 106.3 WORD. Apparently, around the country, there have been increases in concealed carry permits, especially among women. In the past decade, apparently, concealed handgun permits in the United States overall have gone up by 273%, almost three times as many today as there were just 10 years ago. So, I can understand why that would be. And again, it strikes me as the kind of thing that probably, you know, better safe than sorry, I suppose. One could say something of that nature, I guess. Again, I've never felt the need to have one, but I doubt very seriously that the likelihood of such availability is going to go away. There are some things, of course, that are gun-related that do disappear on occasion. I can remember when AR-15 sales were cut off in the state of Maryland. I remember that because the place where I went, the gun shop where I went to, the day that I went to get my .357 was also one of the last days you could buy an AR-15 in Maryland. And my goodness, there were a lot of people lined up. So I certainly would not want to be in a position where I felt that I couldn't get a concealed weapons permit. Maybe it's under the category of better safe than sorry. Get it. You know, having one doesn't mean you have to carry. And I have no desire to carry, nor would I have occasion to, quite frankly, in most instances. Anyway, we've got other fish to fry, and we will continue to do so right here on the Bobby Mack Show at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, also 106.3WORD.com. Bob's off till next Monday, and till that time here, Bohannon, just keeping the airwaves a-going. Our time at 106.3 WORD is 6:15.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Afternoon, all. 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. And time 620. I'm sorry, I keep giving wrong numbers here. The number is 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. Thank you. All right. Now, to check people out there who have, in fact, dialed the right number, we find Noel, who was called from Greenville this afternoon with some thoughts about concealed weapons permits. Hello, Noel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Just wanted to make a couple statements about, well, the Constitution carry, the reason why I said it was a bad idea is because what they were referring to as constitutional carry was a concealed carry without a permit. And in other words, just legal concealed carry. And that I do not think is a good idea. And
that's without a permit.
Sold.
Okay.
That was what was being sold to everybody a few years ago. And I personally thought it was a terrible idea. And I think it's a bad idea for law enforcement, puts them in a lot more danger. I'm definitely for open carry. I think that's what the Constitution calls for. I can't believe South Carolina. I do a lot of work in Virginia, North Carolina, and they're both open carry states. And, know a lot of people, law enforcement and so forth. Nobody ever seems to have a problem with it. You know, Saturday mornings, you go into McDonald's and half the people are carrying guns because they're going to the range. And, and that's fine. That's great. I am for that. And but the constitutional concealed carry is what it was kind of a play on words, and I think it's a hugely terrible mistake. The concealed carry program, the way it works, you get people in front of somebody, talk about the law, you keep people from making mistakes, brandishing firearms, doing other things with firearms they shouldn't be doing.
Yep.
And I think that's real important to keeping our society safe. The other thing is selling a firearm, the so-called loophole, which technically there is a loophole. You can walk into a gun show and you can sell somebody a private sale. I think that whole deal is you take your whole risk. You take all the risk. You sell a firearm to somebody, even if they've got a driver's license that's valid the whole nine yards, and they turn around and shoot somebody civilly, you are going to have a problem. You're going to get sued if they can track that firearm back to you.
Uh-huh.
And it's used. The idea of selling a firearm to somebody, I don't know. And I don't, some people argue with me on this. I know a lot of people that sell guns. I just think it's a huge mistake. Number one, I always learn if you buy a firearm, never sell it. And so you just pack them away. And but really the reality of it is the liability associated with selling somebody a firearm these days is huge. And why take that chance?
Yeah.
Having the ability to be able to call, and it'll never happen with the NCIC. I've been through that program. I know what all that's about, working with Spartanburg County. I know that's never going to happen. You're never going to be able to access that. But having the ability to be able to call an FFL, if I was going to sell a private sale, mm-hmm. I would call an FFL and get the information, try to go through an FFL with it. So you're covered. You did all your bases, and no one can come back on you later and say, hey, you sold somebody a firearm who wasn't supposed to have it. They killed somebody, and now you're in trouble.
Yeah, and in this litigious society, it is important to be covered just as you're explaining.
Right. I mean, firearms are important. I always recommend to people, if you own a firearm, get a concealed carry permit. You never know. One day, it's never going to happen, but if we were to ever get into a situation to where there was a huge problem in our city and suddenly you felt like you had to go out carrying a firearm to protect yourself because of the, let's just say, less than enough law enforcement and so forth to help protect you. And that circumstance, if you've got a concealed carry permit, at least then you've got it. You're not worried about actually running into law enforcement in a situation like that through a road check or something. And next, you're going to jail because you got a gun on you. And you don't have it legally. And so I always recommend people everybody should get a concealed carry permit. That would put the onus on the legislature to say, hey, look at all these people with concealed carry permits.
Yeah. Words of wisdom there. Noel, you may have sold me. I appreciate your thoughts very much there. Right. Thank you for that. It's 6:25 at 106.3 WORD. Let's talk to Gunny James on his cell phone. Hey.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, I'd like to make a comment. Okay. Of course, you know by now I'm an old Marine.
Yes, sir.
And in this day and time, yes, sir. In this day and time, you have to have some type of protection, which I do carry a firearm. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Well, that's certainly true.
And the open carry, I think, should be passed in this state for the simple fact that law enforcement can look and see you've got a gun. And the other thing is the crook, he's not going to go get a concealed permit. He's not going to get a legal gun. He's not coming at you with a legally bought gun. He's got one that he done bought from his buddy that he stole way down there in Charleston or something, and he's not required to have a permit for people to shoot you out here. It's in the news every day.
Yeah,
you should have the right to get to open carry, because the Constitution states to me to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I feel better if I don't have a permit. At least if I get killed or something, at least I know that I tried to protect my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and my family from some idiot out there trying to do something with a
Fair
gun.
Enough. All right, Gunny
and,
James.
We have three sayings in the Marine Corps. If you heard my shot, I wasn't aiming at you. The next one is, it's not my job to judge. That's God's job. My job is to arrange the meeting. And I have met Mr. Carlos Hathcock and talked with him. And he's gone now, but he gave me a lot of insight when I was going through my training. But, sir, thank you for your time, and you have a great day, sir.
You Maybe too, Gunny James. Thank you for your service. Appreciate that very much. It's 6:27. Roger in Greenville. Hey, Roger. We don't have Roger in Greenville. Well, what are you going to do? All right, too bad. Maybe Roger in Greenville will choose to call back. Simple to do. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Texters say today, I am still waiting for a gun control plan that takes guns away from criminals. Yeah, don't hold your breath. Rather than the people that need to defend themselves from the criminals. Well, that, of course, is the problem. There seems to be those out there who genuinely believe that people who rob and rape and murder and do all kinds of heinous things will nonetheless always obey a gun control law. No, they won't. No, they won't. Again, gun control laws are designed to make some on the left feel morally superior. That's why they push that. It's not of concern to them that it doesn't do any good. They're into touchy-feeliness. I'm superior to you. Look what I did. I did something. Was it a good something? Doesn't matter. I did something. That's what we're talking about here. Let's see. Texter says, I have a CWP, though I also have two pistols. I never carry them with me. I took the course to learn how properly and safely to handle and shoot the weapons. Most people do. My class was 60% women. They do background checks. I believe in a person's right to have guns, but like driver's licenses, they should take a course like the CWP and prove that they can safely handle it. All right. Thank you, Bill. Points well taken. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 at 6:29.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
25 before 7 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, also 106.3WORD.com. The Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. Texters out there aplenty today. Jimbo, I was on a jury. The defendant stupidly had multiple drugs in the same wallet as his CWP. Oh, thank goodness they make him stupid. I'll tell you. Let's see here. Alan in the Greer, an FFL is permitted to assist in a private sale, but they will want a fee. Understandable. Timothy McVeigh killed 168 people with a rented truck full of fertilizer. Evil is the problem, not guns. Well, yes, that's certainly true. If it was just guns, then, of course, rural America would be the center of Americans murdering each other. And that, of course, is not true. So maybe we need a five-day waiting period to buy fertilizer. Being a talk show host, I probably need a five-day waiting period to talk. Talking about weapons permits and the like, the mayor of St. Louis, Lila Crewson, recently put out some comments just a few days ago. She wants Missouri lawmakers to change a state law that lets almost anyone carry a gun without restrictions and allow the city of St. Louis to require permits to carry guns. That comment came a few days after the Missouri governor, Republican Mike Parson, rejected a request that lawmakers take up gun violence in St. Louis and Kansas City during a special legislative session. If you really wanted to take up that problem, you would go to a host of other issues that exist, including things like broken families, gangs, drugs, and a host of other things. But the mayor of St. Louis notes that Missourians are required to have a license to drive a car, and the vehicle must be registered with the state, and et cetera, and so on. She says that it's not enough. The Missouri law allowing guns without permits hinders our police department in a very significant way. So says the mayor of St. Louis. She says having a permit to carry a gun is really not a big ask. It's not a big ask. It's for our police officers. Oh, that depends on who is deciding just who gets to carry a gun. The governor of Missouri, by the way, Mike Parson, is a former county sheriff. And Parsons was lobbied on by the mayor of St. Louis. This is how she puts it. What I have asked the governor to do is to help us find a way where perhaps cities over a certain size, however he wants to define it, but at least for the city of St. Louis, that you would need a permit to carry a gun. This is for our police department. Our police don't have the tools they need to take guns off the streets. Well, the problem, of course, in St. Louis is the people who are getting a hold of the guns. That's the major problem that you see there. In any event, I find it remarkable that so many people out there will refuse to look at other problems. It has to be the guns. It's always the guns. It cannot be anything else. They refuse to look at the fact that, again, the highest concentration of gun ownership in America is in rural America, where murder rates are virtually non-existent. There's something at work here besides guns. And that something is, of course, the breakdown of the family, drugs, gangs, a host of other things. But it isn't just guns. But they don't want to hear it. They're looking for a particular answer, and above all, they are desperately afraid that some constituent group might be offended by what they have to say. And so guns are the easiest target. Whether that's effective is of no concern to them. It's what they're going to go after. It's what they care about. And that's that. Let's see here. I'm just going to read this text here. We'll see where it takes us. 1, failing to signal a left turn on the interstate. 2, failure to stop for law enforcement. 3, resisting arrest. 4, shooting at police. 5, numerous other traffic violations, 6 theft of a small of a mail truck, 7 murder, 8 possession of a weapon during a violent crime, 9 buying and owning a firearm when it was illegal for him to own it. These are the laws that come to mind that the Odessa shooter broke. Oh, okay. Very good. Laws that already existed. Very good. Well, I knew if we went deep enough into that text, we would find the point. But that does point out a lot of things that's very true. And of course, you'll notice how the mayor of St. Louis and others will equate this notion with a driver's license or an auto registration. Driving a car is and always has been and always will be a privilege. You will not find any mention of the right to drive a car enshrined in the Constitution. Just something to keep in mind there. The texter wraps up, if it's constitutional to require a permit to carry a gun, why is it not constitutional to require a permit to vote? Now, an interesting, intriguing way of putting that. I had not thought of it in that particular way, and I must confess, it's interesting. It's obviously not something we would ever want to try to do, clearly. The basic premise of most of the people who are in favor of gun control is that they really don't believe there's any right involved here. At the most, it's a privilege, and it's a privilege that they would clearly suspend if they could. There's no question about the fact that if the left could rewrite the Constitution today, that the first thing that would go would be the Second Amendment. That is the first thing. I can't imagine what would even be in second place in that regard. Now, the congressman who represents St. Louis, William Lacey Clay, has proposed a federal law to allow cities like St. Louis to impose their own gun regulations without approval from state legislatures, which is another interesting tactic by the left, and that is to say passing laws that don't pass constitutional muster. There is no constitutional basis for the federal government interfering in the rights of the states. Cities are the creation of states. Cities are totally subordinate to states. And for the federal government to try and tell the states that you do not have authority over this particular aspect of a city would be entirely unconstitutional. And again, that is of no concern, I guess, to the likes of William Lacey Clay. Not surprisingly, the chances of that passage outside of the House are very slim. And House Speaker Pelosi recently said that congressional Democrats should focus on universal background checks as a means to combat gun violence. Even the liberals are aware of some restrictions on how far they can go. Nancy is one of them, who I think is probably more in touch with reality. In other words, while she would, there are a lot of things that she would do, but I think there are a lot of other things that she realizes she can't do. A number of other things that she also is aware of would be the number of people who are up for re-election in the House. I think there are 43 House seats held by Democrats who are in districts that were carried by Donald Trump, who will be on the ballot in 2020. And that's part of the problem that the Democrats face. They would like to do all kinds of things like Congressman Clay is proposing. They would also like to keep those Democratic seats that give Nancy her speakership and Democrats their committee chairmanships like Jerry Nadler over judiciary. Without those votes from those Democrats in Trump-carried districts, they won't be able to do that. But, of course, if you're a pure ideologue, you're going to charge ahead anyway. Nancy, whatever else you can say about her, does see the big picture, and she would like to keep her job. She gets a lot of extra money, by the way, for being speaker. So it'll be interesting to see how far they go, given the number of Democrats up for election in the House who are from seats carried by that district carried by Donald Trump. The president's back on the ballot in 2020, folks. He wasn't in 2018. Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean, 6:45 at 106.3. Thank you much. Thank you much. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock here at 106.3 WORD. Jim Bohannon in for Bob McClain this week, and always a pleasure and privilege to be able to do that at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Of course, we also have 106.3WORD.com. Very handy for you to listen if you're traveling outside our pretty extensive but not infinite listening area for our FM signal at 106.3 megahertz. But I've listened to 106.3 in a number of cities and discovered that, quite frankly, that which we take for granted here in the Upstate isn't always available across the country. There are a lot of good talk stations out there, but not every city has one, quite frankly. So keep that in mind. If you're traveling and you need a 106.3 fix, go to 106.3WORD.com. Simple. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Ingalls Advantage talk line, of course, buttressed with the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line of 71307, 71307. Let's see here. Texter says, I saw a Twitter conversation where a guy was advocating getting rid of guns to stop murders. A respondent pointed out that there are thousands of rapes every year and asked the guy what he was going to cut off to stop that. Huh. Yeah, well, you're getting into logic now, and the left never likes to hear logic. Texter says, no way to track private sales without a gun registration process. The private seller buyer can say the transaction occurred at any point before the effective date of the new law. If there's no registration, there's no way to enforce it. Registration is unconstitutional. So that just leads us down a logical path there. Texter says, it has been said that you cannot legislate morality. What they have done is eliminated morality through legislation, and now they are too foolish to see that all of those things are a direct result of their elimination of morals in this country and not guns. Of course, they haven't eliminated morals, thank goodness. They have minimized them. They have weakened them. But this station and ones like it and the people who listen to it and the people who call in and text into it, these are proof that morals have not been eliminated. But seriously weakened? Yes, they have. And that, of course, is one of the major problems that we face out there. The fact that those who have morals have to coexist with people who don't. And I wish there was a magic wand, an easy way around that, but there isn't. The simple fact is, of course, that 90% of the laws are out there to deal with 10% of the public. Mostly, people go about their day-to-day existence, and they do so respectfully and cooperatively with other people. And we just need the laws for a handful of people. Many of them, I suspect, the people for whom we need the laws are people who, at some point, never got the moral upbringing, the ethics, the behavior that is necessary to coexist with people. And that gets right back to the fact that we have an awful lot of people out there who should not be reproducing, but they do. And again, you have to look at the answer. You don't want a federal bureau of who can reproduce. You don't want the Department of Motor Vehicles getting involved with that. So be careful of solutions that are worse than the problem. But this is always the difficulty in dealing with people who are not, frankly, fit to coexist with civilized people. But we're stuck with them. You can't just wave them off with a magic wand. You can't just pretend they're not there. We have to deal with them. People talk, for example, about how schools are ineffective at raising children. Absolutely. They were not designed to raise children. They should not be required to raise children. They're not equipped to raise children. And yet, in many cases, the only civilizing influence in a young person's life in this country will come from the schools. Now, I certainly did not want it to be that way, but it is. And while I certainly do not consider schools a fit place to civilize young people and to teach them all of the things that parents were supposed to teach them. But it's better than nothing. And reality, since irresponsible people are going to continue to reproduce, reality says that in many cases that's the best you're going to get, is the product of a school system that, as long as the kids are there and they haven't dropped out yet, that the schools, to the extent that they do, impose something in the way of behavioral standards and or else clauses, that is to say enforcement, not adequate, but again, it's a real world. And that's where I always try to come at things, is from the real world. Yeah, in the best of all possible worlds, parents would parent. Absolutely. And I'm for that. Goodness knows I'm for that. But we don't live in the best of all possible worlds, even remotely close to it. And that's a large part of the public debate these days, is really over the people who, frankly, are not fit to live with other people. That's a large part of what this is all about. If you eliminated, say, 10% of the population, most of these problems would disappear. But then you get down to, okay, how do we go about eliminating them? Well, that's the rub. Who's in charge of deciding? And what do you do with them? You can't just take them out and shoot them. That's the conundrum, is that we are constantly in circumstances in which we must deal with people who really aren't fit to live with civilized people, but we're stuck with them. And that's where you get 90% of the problems that we face. I say all of that. Usually talk show hosts, of course, like to wrap up with a big, and so therefore I propose, and we have some simple answer. I don't have a simple answer. There isn't a simple answer. You do the best you can. Living in a free society means that you often do not have the means to provide an answer. For example, when Spain was run by a fascist dictator, they had a very low crime rate there. You know, fascist states have low crime rates, but there's a reason they have low crime rates. It's not a trade most of us would make. All right. There you go. 3 credit hours of philosophy. Jimbo had it for Bob McLean on this Wednesday. We'll see you Thursday and do it again at 106.3 WORD. Time now coming up on 3 minutes before 7 o'clock in the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.